News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica's performance under the current extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, was among several issues discussed on Thursday as Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller held bilateral talks with U.S. President Barack Obama. The president, who arrived in Jamaica on Wednesday, April 8, expressed support for Jamaica's ongoing economic reform program, as well as efforts to strengthen governance and the rule of law. He says matters pertaining to energy and climate change were also discussed with Prime Minister Simpson-Miller and would take center stage when he met with CARICOM leaders later that day.
One area that we've spent a lot of time focusing on and we'll discuss further with the other CARICOM leaders is the area of energy, where oftentimes people of the Caribbean, despite having less resources, are paying significantly higher prices for energy. And if we can lower those costs through the development of clean energy and increased energy efficiency, we could unleash, I think, a whole host of additional investment and growth.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says Jamaica and the U.S. have committed to strengthening cooperation in the areas of security, human resource development, and trade. She says other areas of deliberation centered on regional and hemispheric developments, including relations with Cuba and expectations for the upcoming Summit of the Americas.
We also discussed strengthening our cooperation in the areas of security and human resource development. We explored additional ways of improving our trade and economic relations, energy security, and renewable energy.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing journalists following a bilateral meeting with President Obama at Jamaica House Thursday. President Obama departed the island Thursday afternoon. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says Jamaica will benefit from improved infrastructure through the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal, KCT. The government on Tuesday signed a $510 million US agreement between the Port Authority of Jamaica and French-owned company Terminal Link CMA CGM Consortium for the privatization of the KCT.
What will Jamaica benefit from in Phase 1? Improve infrastructure and 120 meters of berth reinforced to meet Eurocodes 2004, 800 meters reinforced to 15.5 meters depth with the ability to accommodate the Panamax vessels.
Dr. Davies says privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal, KCT, is necessary to relieve the government of the additional debt involved in the expansion of the facility. More than 200 farmers in Manchester, St. Elizabeth and St. Anne are to benefit from a $200 million farming project involving 160 greenhouses at 8 water storage facilities. This follows the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, and the Jamaica Bauxite Institute, the JBI. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the program, which includes water harvesting, will contribute to poverty reduction. The greenhouses will be built on mined out lands, with the JBI doing the preparation of the sites to facilitate the farms. Land will be provided by bauxite mining companies with support services from JASIF's Rural Economic Development Initiative, READY. And the National Works Agency, the NWA, is looking to claim on the insurance of a motorist to fund repairs to the Barnett Bridge in Montego Bay. The move is in keeping with a mandate from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing for the agency to intensify its efforts to file claims on the insurance policies of drivers who damage road fittings. Communications manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the rails on a section of the Barnett Bridge, which spans the Montego River, was damaged by a motor car in January.
We are actually now trying to gather some information with a view to making a claim on the insurance of that particular motorist. And the police have been forthcoming in getting some information to us, and we intend to use that because it will have to be replaced at a significant cost to the government.
Mr. Shaw was speaking with journalists at the St. James Parish Council recently. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.